Okay.
I make a motion, we come back in session.
Have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to come back into session for public hearing. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. At this point, the council will be holding public hearings on zoning applications, which are legislative hearings, because council uses the information during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced, and the director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting the application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant. The hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please set the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. The one public hearing we have before us this afternoon is conditional use number 1914. It's the application of Stephen Krebs and Barbara Krebs to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a barbecue prep and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.5 acres more or less, lying northeast of Route 20, also known as Road 382, approximately 1,100 feet northwest of Road 384. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on November 17th of 2011. At that time, we heard comments from written comments received from the Department of Transportation, also known as DLDOT, in the form of a support facilities report. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. The applicant had provided letters of support from three parties, one Russell L. Court, a resident of Swan Estates, which is just to the east of the site, Christine Phillips, branch manager of PNC Bank, and the Honorable Gerald Hawker, state representative for the 38th district. The commission was also provided with a copy of the site plan and a copy of ordinance number 2087 for conditional use number 1795, which was an application of Stephen Krebs and Creative Garden Center for commercial greenhouses and a retail garden center that had existed on the site. The conditional use 1795 conditions of approval were referenced in the public hearing. Mr. Krebs was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission did defer action. The commission does not meet again until Thursday, so there is not yet a recommendation made on this application. for the benefit of council, the original conditional use was approved with conditions. There were nine. If I can, I'll just read them for summary because the same, some of the same buildings are going to be utilized for this public hearing if it is approved. One of the conditions referenced the use shall be limited to commercial greenhouses and a retail garden center and other uses incidental to those uses. Such incidental uses would include the sale of landscape pavers, off-site bobcat and or landscaping services, mulch and stone, firewood, etc. Barbecue, shed sales, and other uses not incidental or similar to the permitted uses will require a separate public hearing. And that statement in its own shows that's why we're here today. Number two, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 days per week. Three, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. Four, the property shall connect to county sewer when such sewer becomes available. And the connection shall comply with all county engineering department requirements. Five, the final site plan shall contain the location of all greenhouses, buildings, bins, and pads for storage of mulch, gravel, and stone, and areas designated for outside storage and display. Six, security and task lighting shall be downward lighted and shielded so as to prevent encroachment on neighboring properties. Seven, there shall be no signage beyond the scope and limitations already approved by the County Board of Adjustment. No banners, flags, or feather flags writing visible on them shall be permitted to advertise the business. Eight, the dumpster shall be screened from view of County Road 382 and neighboring properties. And nine, no display of wares, stock, or goods for sale shall be permitted in the front yard setback. They were the conditions of approval on the previous application. I also received, and I've left copies for each of the council, letter of opposition with a lot of attachments from Dennis L. Smith. As I stated, in opposition to this application, and due to its length, there's 9 pages of text plus attachments. The council would have to read that before I just got them today. I couldn't even try to summarize it. That's all I have unless you have questions.
How do you hide a dumpster from all sides?
Well, you really, it's basically from neighboring properties, and typically to the rear, it's all wooded.
Oh, then
to the north, to the southerly side is wooded because of the branch and trees. To the rear is wooded, to the north is a field and a residence, and then the right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
You should put a gate on it if it's from view, right?
If not, is the applicant or someone for the applicant ready to come forward and present your case?
Yes, sir.
Once you come up, give us your full name and address, please, and then explain your application and why the council should act favorably.
First of all, thank you very much for allowing me to be here today. Stephen Krebs, 14443 Shiloh Church Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956. And this is the other owner of the property?
Barbara Krebs, 35521 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Okay. You want to give us a presentation of what you're planning to do with the property?
Right, basically, the reason I'm here is go through a short suite. I basically told it planning and zoning, but I had a business there for 9 years, which was the garden center and the landscaping business, and it has now been closed due to... Basically, the economy has went down, and it's really killed us in the past couple of years. For the past 2 years, a thought of mine was going into the barbecue business, which was either on-site or, you know, off-site. I have this land sitting there that I pay taxes for and the new sewage system that I have to be hooked up to by June 15th. It's something that I'm excited about doing. It's been something in my process thoughts for about 2 years, and I want to go forth with this and have a small business again in the community for the people that I've talked to over the past couple of years, and they're really looking forward to this. Something I have a passion for. I always had a passion for cooking, but I'm hoping to make it reality now and eventually do catering in the future and maybe some kind of possible sauces could be on the market at our grocery stores. We never know. But I'm real enthused about this, and this is why I bring this before you, that I want to utilize the land I've had for 10 years to make good in the community.
Any questions from anyone?
So then what are your understanding about the status of the business you had before?
I'm sorry, I lost...
Understanding of the status of the business you had before.
Oh, the status was the conditional uses that I had there.
And you let it, you stopped using it for...
Basically, we're still landscaping. We got about another week and a half, and I don't have a job. I'm going to be without a job. So I need to do something with this land to recycle myself and my guys that work for me so they can have a job, because neither one, there's five of us, are not going to have a job come here in a week and a half or 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it's been a process. Money's been real tight, so I really, really want to do this. And I keep the same code there, listen to the rules and regulations, the county, DelDOT, the whole nine yards. I abide by everything.
Okay. So you're not going to sell barbecue in wintertime, are you?
No, we won't. As of right now, no.
Well, the reason I got that, you said, you know, you're going to be out of job in a couple weeks, you need to get back into something else. I thought, well... Barbecue, don't you just sell them in our time?
No, well, I'm going to go ahead process of working on the buildings, getting the bar. I have a few dollars saved to work on this, but that's all I have.
Okay.
If I understand it, he has permission to continue his business on the property.
Pardon?
He understands he has permission to continue his business on the property. He wants to add the barbecue sales. That's all we're talking about?
No, he stated in the record of the commission's public hearing that the landscaping business, produce market, whatever, will be closed.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. Right. So you're closing the business?
Yes, ma'am. Business.
Okay, all right. All right.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, do you have any witnesses for you today?
Not really. Barbara Krebs. She's my mom.
Okay.
I just feel the establishment would be an asset to the community. On 54, they have some restaurants going towards, you know, Fenwick. But 20 really doesn't have anything up until you get to Dagsboro. And we've got new developments that have went in and new developments that will be going in. And I just think it would be good for our community there, too.
Any other, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone here in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public.
Well, let me ask one question. The cooking will be out open air, or is it going to be in the building?
Right now, we're trying to do in the building. I have a plot to show you if you guys need to look at it, if I can present that.
We got, what, is it the same as this?
Is this Lawrence?
That's just the site plan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the site plan.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll show you. Sorry.
There are sometimes complaints with people that have the open air because the smoke can waffle, you know, quite a ways, and people sometimes don't want to smell barbecue, you know, all day long.
There's where that's located.
Right.
Like someone said, it is.
It's pretty remote.
Field and wood.
Oh, no,
on
no.
The other side, mm-hmm. It's wood.
Okay, let's see what he's got there.
What I've got here is the actual two buildings that are there right now that I used as an office, and the garden center itself are indoors. I'm combining the two buildings together, which is an overhang to have a counter here. Over here is all the cooking area, which is inside the building.
Okay, good.
If I have to do any roasting or anything, it'd be behind the building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not in public view and things like that. So it'd actually be back here. And behind there, which is due east, is nothing but backfield and woods. There's nothing. So it's not viewable to the west, toward the north, or the south.
Well, it's not so much the view, it's when the odors of barbecue.
Yeah. Most winds come from, as we know, the southwest, northwest, so it would be actually going back towards the east, which is all woods.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But can I ask a question, George? You say to the rear of the building, would that be in one of the two pavilion buildings, or the pavilion building?
There will be a pavilion there will be a pavilion, which if I can't use the pavilion right now. I have to say this. DelDOT said that I only had allowed so many square footage for them allowed for me to come in for my front entrance permit. So there is a building to the right, as you see, it's a pergola, the right of the buildings. That's going to be moved around back and covered so it'll contain any smoke. If I need to do a smoker or something.
Because
you're really inside of a building, you can't do a smoker.
can't roast a pig.
You can cook, and yeah, you can't roast a pig and things like that. I mean, there will be a ventilation system and things like that installed.
Any other questions?
For the benefit of the council, the DLDOT letter and review of the site plan, we did get a separate letter. The entrance will serve a 1,260-square-foot barbecue stand, and they make reference to that the site was evaluated under ITE Code 931 quality restaurant, in which a total of 24 seats will be permitted. So the maximum seating capacity would, per DLDOT's approval, would be 24. That wouldn't be a condition of council, but it could be as long, unless DLDOT were to amend it for some improvement to the entrance.
Any questions? If not, the public hearing at this point be closed.
Okay,
and
we'll close public hearing and close public comment.
Right, and there's P&Z has
P&Z
not acted on
deferred,
this.
Correct?
They have not, and they will not, do not meet again until the Thursday, Thursday night.
Entertain a motion to defer.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mrs. Deaver, to defer. Any question on the motion?
Yeah, I just have another question. Are you? Would you be prepared? When will you be prepared to make this change?
I want to start making this change here in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
Working on the buildings allows me to get up to about April to open.
Okay.
Gives me a few months.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion passes. We will defer until P&Z makes our decision. Recommend it back to us.
What is that, PNC?
Planning and zoning. Oh,
got it. Sorry.
No, planning and zoning.
We're thinking bank. They recommend.
I'm thinking the bank. Sorry about that. So I call in on Friday?
No.
Yes, when they
call my office Friday, and we can tell you if they took action.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Okay. Very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson, to adjourn. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We are adjourned.